area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Another fire in Vacaville, relief for residents this morning as they return home. Violent crashes between pro and anti-Trump groups in San Francisco, injuring three police officers and sending several protesters to the hospital.
They chased me. They kicked me for no reason.
And family demanding answers this morning after two people were shot dead outside a home in Modesto. Good morning. It's Sunday, October 18th. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
We broke records all over the place yesterday in the Bay Area. Today, things start to change, most noticeably at the coast. That's where we feel the biggest drop in temperatures today. If you're inland, you may not notice a whole lot of difference. It'll be a couple of degrees cooler, but not enough to make a significant change. If we look outside now, the numbers have us sitting right around the upper 50s for most locations, although our cold spot is Santa Rosa at 49. And a look ahead to the rest of today, that number inland at 94 degrees for the daytime high, that's still coming in about 15, 16 degrees above average for this time of year. But it does pull us back a couple of degrees from where we were yesterday. It's slightly cooler there. But look at the bay at 82. We were sitting in the low 90s for much of the bay yesterday, so that will be an improvement that you'll feel. And just to show you what the daytime highs look like across the Bay Area in general, low 90s for places like Concord and Livermore today, 89 in San Jose, 89 in Santa Rosa, but it'll be only 81 in Oakland and 75 in San Francisco. That number yesterday was 93. We are done doing 90s in the city. I'll see what the rest of this forecast in a few minutes. Devin, back over to you.
This morning, people are returning to their homes after a grass fire broke out in Vacaville yesterday evening. Now, the flames sparked sometime before 6 p.m. and crept up on homes near Vineyard Hills Court in the Vine Street area. At least 100 homes were evacuated, but residents were able to return a short time later. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. There were dueling rallies this weekend erupting in violence in San Francisco. Several police officers were hurt in the mayhem. KPIX 5's Da Lin has more on the rally and the counter-protest.
The Trump supporters were outnumbered by counter-protesters. I do want to warn you, some footage and a picture you're about to see are graphic.
Trump supporter, they assaulted me.
Paramedics took this man to San Francisco General with right leg injuries.
They chased me, they kicked me for no reason. I'm from a Latin home, I married a Mexican woman. They kicked me for running. I was running from them.
He was one of about 10 to 15 Trump supporters who attended this free speech rally at 1 o'clock. Police formed a barrier to block roughly 200 counter-protesters from trying to storm the stage. As Trump supporters were talking, counter-protesters threw bottles and other items at them.
Two of them were black men, which is always really confusing to see someone who's been brainwashed into that.
When the large crowd became more agitated, the Trump supporters canceled the event. The Proud Boys were supposed to attend, but organizers say they didn't show up. As they were leaving, fights broke out.
I was hoping there would at least be like someone who would stand toe-to-toe with us and like get spit in their face, you know? If you're going to come out and establish your principles, you might as well actually show up.
Organizers say the event was meant to protest against Twitter for banning certain tweets. The lead organizer, Philip Anderson, tweeted someone knocked his two front teeth out. Others said they were punched.
All dressed in black. I think he might be Black Lives Matter. Hit me in the back of the head, knocked me down. I got up. The security guards ran him off and they told us to go over here.
Some counter-protesters say violence is wrong and voting is the best way to fight back.
I would never say that you should hurt Trump supporters, no matter how much we disagree about anything. That just hurts our cause.
We did not see any arrests or major injuries. In San Francisco, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
San Francisco police say that three officers were injured. Now, paramedics transported one of the officers to the hospital for treatment. Police say that no arrests have been made. This morning, Santa Clara police are looking for the driver who hit a pedestrian. It happened around 6 p.m. last night near Kiley Boulevard and Prune Ridge Avenue. The driver of this silver Toyota RAV4 sped from the scene after hitting a woman, leaving her with life-threatening injuries. Police say that the SUV will likely have significant damage on the front of the vehicle. If you have any information about who the driver might be, you're urged to call police. People in a Modesto neighborhood are mourning the victims of a deadly shooting as police look for who was responsible while family members demand justice. A neighbor said that the victims were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. A memorial of candles and flowers grew throughout the day on Saturday in front of the house where that shooting happened. It's where three people were shot, two of them killed on Friday night. At another home nearby, a window was riddled with bullet holes. A woman across the street heard those gunshots. She believes that the victims were simply caught in the crossfire.
Especially since they had nothing to do with it. Like, they weren't the target. They were just in the wrong place.
He's expected to survive. I pray to God he does, and he's seen something.
The third person who was shot is now in the hospital. Investigators are looking for witnesses as they try to find a motive and identify suspects. The Archbishop of San Francisco performed an exorcism. That ceremony was performed for the benefit of a vandalized statue of Father Junipero Serra. About 150 supporters watched outside the St. Raphael Catholic Church in San Rafael as Archbishop Salvatore Corleone performed that ritual. It was intended to, quote, drive out evil and defend the image of Serra. On Monday, protesters toppled the statue, leaving just the feet attached to the base. Serra was an 18th century Spanish missionary priest and the father of the California mission system. Now, critics point to a darker side to his legacy in converting Native Americans to Catholicism and forcing them to face brutal punishment. San Rafael police say that they have arrested five people on vandalism charges for knocking over the statue. With COVID-19 cases surging in the U.S., the number of cases in California are mirroring those from June, but that's actually a good thing. Less than 3,000 cases were reported on Friday statewide, but we're not out of the woods yet, as KPIX5's Betty Yu reports.
It was a full house at sister restaurants Epic Steak and Water Bar. Diners took in views of the Bay Bridge on a balmy San Francisco night. Others chose to eat at socially distanced tables indoors. And the kitchens were buzzing with activity.
And it's been so warm, you know. When is it ever like this? But take advantage of it while it's like this.
The measures that the city is taking to enable street dining and having the spaces set up with tables has really made it much easier. And the weather is obviously a huge plus.
High of 93 degrees tied for the second warmest temperature recorded this late in the year.
We're probably about 40 to maybe 50% of what we were last year. So in reality, it's really tough to make it sustainable as a business at that level, but we're happy that we're able to take care of the guests.
Managing partner Pete Sitnick is encouraged that cases of COVID-19 have remained flat in California in October.
What the Bay Area has done is has been following the basic principles of how to prevent spread much better than other communities.
Outside of California, 17 states have declared record one-day increases in virus cases. In Wisconsin, one in four tests come back positive. In North Dakota, there are only 22 ICU beds left.
We're in each other's social bubble, so we're not interacting with other people other than one another. We live right next door to each other. So we're being safe. We're wearing our masks. We're doing our research before we go out. There's good ventilation coming in. So I would just hope that other folks would do the same.
Many restaurants are hoping that as winter approaches and the weather gets a little chillier, that indoor capacity will increase and that COVID cases continue to trend downwards here in the Bay Area. Relief is finally coming to victims in the South Bay. People impacted by the massive fire that torched a large swath of the East Foothills in Santa Clara County can start applying for federal aid. You can do it online, over the phone, or in person. FEMA has set up a mobile site at the Cal Fire Station on Mount Hamilton Road. It's open Monday, October 19 to the 21st from 10 to 5. We also have a link to FEMA to apply for aid on our website at kpix.com.